A look inside Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, inside the media center at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. Media coverage is underway. And welcome inside the lobby at Lucas Oil Stadium. JP Shadrick with you on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW. First day in for the media today, and the first position groups met the media today as well. Offensive linemen, specialists were among those to meet the media nationally today. A few quarterbacks sprinkled in too, but the big quarterback day will come up on Friday. Also a full day of executives and head coaches on the podiums today. Podium A inside the media center, very busy, including Jaguars general manager David Caldwell, visiting with national media today. Take a listen.
We have to sit down with these guys. We haven't, you know, a lot of it to depend on the interviews when we go work them out, when we bring them in for a visit, to see who really is. And it's hard to say. And really, rookie quarterbacks as a whole generally aren't really NFL ready. You get the exceptions of the Andrew Luck, the Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, but those are guys that spent 5 years at a university and a lot played in a pro style offense too. So I think that it's not the common thing for a rookie to come in right away and start.
You can take a look at that full press conference for Dave Caldwell. It ran live on Jaguars.com, the archive right now on Jaguars.com as well. And, of course, after his time on the podium, Caldwell visiting with national media as well, Pro Football Talk, Sirius XM Radio here, Fox Sports 1, ESPN, the whole media crew is here as well. Of course, every day on Inside the Jaguars here at the Combine, we'll visit with one of those national media members. Of course, Bill Polian, a legendary personnel man with the Bills, the Panthers, and the Colts, now an analyst with ESPN and Sirius XM Radio. Of course, the Jaguars have the number 3 overall pick this year. Polian said that if the quarterback is not a franchise-type guy, you can't take the risk at 3.
Well, because there's too much to lose. If you're not convinced that this is the guy that can lead you to the promised land, that's too high to pick him. Go take another player that you are sure is going to be a cornerstone for your team. Tony Boselli. You know, that was a pretty darn good pick. It wasn't sexy, but it was a great pick. So that's living proof of the fact that, you know, pick the best player and the guy that's going to, you think, can be a long-term blue-chip contributor at whatever position.
We're joined now by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, that's what you expect to hear from a guy like Polian. Don't be gambling with that number 3 pick.
Well, and I think it's in lockstep with what Dave Caldwell is talking about. They're not going to reach for a quarterback if they don't believe the quarterback is that guy. I'm not sure it's going to be a very popular stance with fans who are desperate for a quarterback. Dave Caldwell knows he's building this thing for the long term, not right now. Cannot reach at number 3.
Dave Caldwell took the podium today here at Lucas Oil Stadium. Not really a lot of big news coming out of that, but what was the general sense of that
press conference? Well, it's not surprising there wouldn't be a lot of news because Dave's pretty accessible all throughout the offseason. A lot of teams, they wait until the combine to sort of have these bursts of news. Jaguars talk about what's going on quite a bit. I'd say a big story today for the national media, he was asked about Justin Blackmon, and he reiterated a lot of what he's already said of, hey, there's not much contact with the team because there can't be, and it's basically a wait-and-see thing. They'd love to have Justin back. They can't really plan on it, and they're moving forward as it is.
We've both been around this room today, all the national media types, a lot of people. I think over 900 credentialed media members here for this event. What's the general consensus about the Jaguars and the direction of the team here?
Well, again, it's sort of in keeping with last year when Gus and Dave first got these jobs. There was a lot of excitement because when you meet these guys, you can get a good vibe from him either. They know what they're doing. Gus is obviously a very dynamic guy, so he's going to cause a lot of excitement. Talked to Dan Pompey, Alex Marvez, John Clayton all today about Gus Bradley, and it's just what we've been hearing all along. What a dynamic guy. What a guy who can really, you know, the Senior Bowl showed people up close, I think, what he was all about as a coach. Still a lot of excitement generated from that game.
John, well done. We'll catch you again tomorrow here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
I look forward to that, JP.
Speaking of Gus Bradley, he'll be on the podium at noon on Friday. It's also quarterback day here at the Combine. A busy day ahead. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.